3 and change on the shot clock. Damian Jones goes up, powered up low right and scores over Collins.
Warrior Sound coming to you from the Rakuten Performance Center on this Wednesday as the Warriors have taken a 1-0 lead in this Western Conference Final Series against the Portland Trail Blazers. And one of the very cool moments at Oracle Arena on Tuesday night was the return of Damian Jones to action. He joins us here. And how cool was it to get back into action?
It was pretty fun, you know, just being able to, you know, get the opportunity to dress again. And then, you know, we gained a big enough lead for me to, you know, go out there, you know, and just go out there and play. You know, I haven't played 515 since, you know, December, and it just felt great, you know, just that and, you know, us getting that win. So it was just all around great.
In the time that it took to get back to action, what were some of the things you were thinking about, and how does it make it even more sweet now that you've overcome that?
It's just that the fact that, you know, I was able, you know, to come back, you know, just to get opportunity to just to, you know, get some game action. You know, it's been so long. And then, you know, just think about the process, you know, it's been like five and a half months since then. And it just feels good just to come out there again and just have that feeling.
Who was helpful? What was helpful? What was the process?
You know, just staying in the weight room, you know, make sure I stay strong. And then, you know, having, you know, the coaches, you know, instill positivity, you know, teammates, you know, staying positive. You know, and then just the fact that I've been through the process before, too. I know how, like, what it's going to take and, you know, how long it's going to take and what I have to do. So that kind of helped.
And this series here against Portland, Coach saying that a lot of folks will be involved in this series. What are you looking most forward to?
Just watching everybody get their chance to prove themselves, you know, going to the playoffs. You know, a lot of teams, like, simmer down their rosters. But, you know, everybody's been getting an opportunity to play. You know, everybody's been showing for it. You know, they're showing their value. And it's been great to see that. You know, game 6 of the Rocket series was amazing. And just seeing everybody get the opportunity has been great.
DJ, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
And great to see Damian back on the floor on a night where the bench was terrific. 36 points scored against the Blazers by the Warriors bench. And Jonas Jerebko in the spotlight as he joined Tim Roy and Jim Barnett after the game on the Warriors Radio Network.
Jonas, congratulations on the win. And how great has it been for you and the bench squad to have the run and have the impact that you guys have had in the last two games?
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. You know, we're being given the confidence by coach and our teammates and just be out there and play our game. We got a deep squad. Anybody can step up and play. So it's great to show it on a game like this, on a night like this, where everybody gets to play and just moving the ball and playing good basketball.
Jones, what is the thought process when you're trying to defend very talented guards like Portland has?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen us. We use a little bit of everything. We're using the traps, blitz, you know. We're just trying to get it out of their hands. We know their offense evolves around them, so we're just trying to get it out of their hands.
Jonas, you came in. Did you have a feeling that Steve Kerr said, hey, be ready to play the bench, guys? We're going to reward you because we've got confidence in you based on game 6 from Houston?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to stay ready and be in the gym and just be ready when my number's called. So tonight was a night like that, and, you know, we're looking forward to the next game. I wish we play tomorrow.
Well, you were moving the ball extremely well, and you gave it to Klay Thompson a few times. And all of a sudden, I thought they overplayed him. He didn't give you the ball back, and I even said to Tim, I said, Jerebko's open. And finally, he hits you, and you hit your first shot, which was a 3.
Yeah, me and Klay starting to get a real good chemistry out there. I'm just, you know, he's one of the best shooters to ever play the game. So if he's open, I'm going to give it to him and just trying to find open space.
Well, Jonas, 9 points. He had 5 boards tonight and 2 assists. That's a great night of effort off the bench. The group you were with were really good at the start of the second and fourth quarters. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Let's get on to the next one.
Also after the game on the ESPN telecast, Stephen Curry speaking with Doris Burke after his game-high 36-point night with 9 three-pointers.
Steph, almost from the moment Kevin Durant's individual brilliant run through the playoffs ended, you have been on your own individual brilliant run. Yet another one for you. What have you felt required to provide for this group?
I mean, he leaves a big hole in terms of his production. But the way that we play, we're trying to get up-tempo. I have the ball in my hands, got to be aggressive, try to make the right play every possession. Obviously, it's nice to make shots, but just being aggressive every single possession, you know, usually good things happen.
We can get lost in the sweet shooting nature of Klay Thompson's game, but it was a brilliant overall team defensive effort. But can you describe how he impacts the game defensively, Klay?
I mean, he's he's a big guard, so he uses his length and his quickness. And his smarts, really. He's trying to be one step ahead. And he takes those challenges personally, no matter who it is. So he knows he can get shots up, like you said, and he can impact the game on that end. But defensively, when he's locked in, it's unbelievable.
I know you understand first things first and the goal is another NBA Finals, but as you look across the way sometimes, can you describe seeing Seth and, you know, do you have time to acknowledge what it's like?
Every single time it's weird. Obviously growing up playing in the backyard, watching our dad play in the same courts, and now we're both representing our family in the league. But to do it on this stage is even crazier, considering the journeys that we both have. So we're going to enjoy this series no matter how it turns out, but I'm sure for my parents and our family who's watching, wherever they are, like they're proud of about both of us, for sure.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it.
When the game broadcast was a wrap, things were turned over to Scott Van Pelt in the studio, who's joined by Klay Thompson.
Klay joins us now. Thanks a lot for sitting down with us, man. We always enjoy catching up. And I mentioned that Tim Legler illustrated that you guys got some clean airspace, man. And after that Houston series where every foot, every inch was contested, how different did tonight feel?
I felt more back to normal as far as the motion on offense, ability to come off pin downs, ball screens, and see some daylight. Big adjustment from last series with their big fellas, you know, switching everything, making us put it on the floor and do our work within the three-point line. So it felt good to get him 9 threes and a high volume for me and Steph.
In no way, and I keep going out of my way to point this out about Portland, I'm not ripping them, man, but they just played a seven-game series in that last game and 2 days ago at Denver's at altitude. Did you sense that there was maybe the gaslight was on in that team in the fourth quarter in terms of just what they had as energy-wise?
Yeah, it's natural to come in a little down, but it's the West Finals, so.
I got you.
We knew they would be up, and you can't worry about what happened in the past. They had an amazing series in Denver. We had a tough one in Houston. But you got to forget about all that. And it's time to, you know, take care of business and try and go to our fifth championship.
Of course. Well, yeah, but see, that's what I'm getting at. And, Klay, you're just so much more familiar with that than they are. And I just wonder how much value there is in having played so many more games collectively this time of year than they have. How do you think that maybe reveals itself?
With the Blazers, you know, they're so dependent on that backcourt, as they should be, because they're so dynamic. They can score in bunches. They can score the best of them. So we knew if we make those two work as much as possible,
right?
They might have tired legs toward the end of the game and try and make their role guys beat us a little more. But I can't give you all the secrets of our strategy.
I understand. But, I'm not asking you to. I'm not asking for like the recipe, yeah. Man. I just. But now, when you guys sit down for the interviews, I see everybody always looks at the box score and you peruse what the other guys do. If McCollum and Dame go 11 for 31, they're not beating you guys. How satisfying is it to have played the kind of defense you all did tonight on that fantastic backcourt?
It feels really good. Don't get me wrong, but that's the trick of the playoffs. You know, you feel good tonight. You read the media. You see all the articles. Oh, the Warriors are great. No one can stop them. But that switch can flip quickly if we don't take care of business on Thursday and come out with the same edge. So we try not pay attention to the noise because we've been here before. We know it's a roller coaster. It's a marathon. And we're not just going to put this team away just because they had a bad shooting night. We know those two will come out firing Thursday. And I just anticipate them to play much better and shoot the ball better. So for us, it's not about relaxing. It's about never being satisfied till we hoist that Larry O'Brien.
All right. Last really dumb question I'm going to ask you. You had a chance on a dunk there, and you always do this.
Yeah.
There's this weird thing you do at the last minute where it's like you got it with two hands, and then there's like a one hand, like a Nerf thing. Like, what are you doing? Are you thinking about doing something like you're going to show out? Or are you like, what is happening when you dunk the ball?
Oh,
you
man,
know what I'm talking
Scott,
about?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. It's kind of like a momentum thing, like kind of bringing yourself to the rim. And I'm not the biggest leaper, so I need as much momentum as I can possibly get.
Right.
And I just get so happy when I get a dunk, man. It's a rare occurrence. But tonight I got one. I looked up at my family, and I was pumped. And hopefully I can have more attempts like that throughout the series because those really make me happy.
Well, I understand. I mean, because look, as Steph knows, man, if the rim gets you on a dunk, like the internet never forgets, right? So you cannot ever.
Oh, they'll never forget.
No,
that's the new age NBA. The internet will never forget. It's undefeated, but
whatever.
That's why we get paid what we do because we like to get, you know, memed on the internet or made fun of. It's part of the game. You just got to
whatever. Show them the jewelry, man. It's all fine. Hey, thanks. As always, thank you for sitting down. I appreciate you. We'll talk again, all right?
All right, thanks, Scott.
You got it.
And again, this series will feature games every other day, each tip-off at 6 p.m. Pacific, with Game 2 Thursday night at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.